Hello, welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Today, we just want to take a moment to reflect on a man named Nehemiah. We've been reading through the book of Nehemiah as a church, which has been an exciting, exciting reading, and God has been speaking and just really doing so much in many of our lives. We are, as Nehemiah, called to rebuild the walls of the church, of the temple, which is really rebuilding within our own hearts and rebuilding in the hearts of others with the word of the Lord. But one thing that I really believe is important to understand about Nehemiah, it was said in a sermon this past Sunday, is that Nehemiah knew that he had a work to do. It was a work that God had called him to do, and his heart was so set on doing that work that nothing could stop him. You see, the passion that he had to fulfill the word of God, to fulfill the will of God, had driven him so strong that even when the enemy had come in and looked to distract him, looked to take him away from the work of God, he was not budged even for a moment, but was able to stand strong and to proceed with all that God had called him to do. What has God called each of us to do today? Just like Nehemiah, to rebuild the walls in our hearts, to rebuild the walls with the word of the Lord in our households, in our families, in our friends, in our church. There's so much and so much excitement in doing so. But what happens along the way? We find distractions. The enemy comes in and looks to pull us to the left, to the right. And it could be as simple as television, or it can be as heavy as a type of persecution in our work, or just something looking to turn our heads away from the work that God has called each one of us to do. But the Lord says today that if we stand like Nehemiah, if we allow the will, the word of the Lord to be what guides our every step, that is the key to overcoming every distraction. That is the key to standing strong, just as Nehemiah and the people of Israel had done. We must set our heads like flint upon the will and the working of God. In the book of Luke, Chapter 11, verse 9 and 10, it says, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened." And the real understanding of this scripture is God is saying, keep on asking, don't stop. No matter what tries to get in the way of prayer, you get to where you've got to be. If it's on your lunch hour at work, if you've got to get down to the bay, if you've got to just close your door and turn off the phone, then you do what you have to do. Keep going, because there is a work to do. Keep asking for the word to enter into your heart. Keep asking for God to be glorified in your life and in the church. He says to keep seeking. It's not just a one-time thing, but seek him no matter what. When we're tired, let's just push through the tiredness. When everything at work seems to be go crazy, when the kids seem to be acting up, you get to where you've got to be. You do what you have to do in order to seek and to build up the walls, to seek God and how to do it and how to walk in his glory. He says to knock, and the door will be open. I just think of, you know, somebody who is desperately in need. They're out in a cold weather. They're lost in the heat, and they've got to get inside to find shelter. They've got to get in, and they'll bang on the door to get in, and they'll keep knocking until somebody opens the door. And that's how we come to God, to get out of the darkness, to come out of, you know, whatever may be holding us back. We knock and we knock saying, Father, here I am. I believe in your word. I believe in what you've called me to. So will we keep asking? Will we keep seeking? Will we keep knocking as we are set upon the work of the Lord, which is to restore his temple, to restore his people to the strong foundation of his word, that we may build upon his truth and on no other? Praise God today. He's looking for another Nehemiah. He's looking for somebody that will look to do his work and not be overtaken by the distractions, but simply say, I've got a work to do. I'm busy with God, and I don't have time to be busy with the world. I don't have time to be busy with sin, but simply to be with my Father in heaven and to walk as he's called me to walk. May we rise today. May we stand today. May we keep asking. May we keep seeking, and may we keep knocking. Praise God as the walls are being built.